This item is to amend the existing adopted concept plan for the Plan Development District at 600 Baylor Scott and Watt Drive for solely signage purposes. This approximately 45-acre medical campus is located off Rock Prairie Road in the Highway 6 frontage. The land within close proximity to this property include a boutique to the north, newly developed Baylor Scott and White clinics to the south, a gas station and the Excel nursing home to the east, and restaurants or undeveloped land to the west. This property's comprehensive land use is medical. These areas are appropriate for medically related uses with supporting offices, commercial, and residential uses while envisioning a wide array of other supporting medical services. This slide, I'm not sure if you guys can see it, but it shows the PDD going from PDD to PDD. This proposal is for an amendment of that concept plan for additional wayfinding signage for the new section of the Baylor Scott and White expanded campus. Just to give some kind of quick background on the property, it was originally rezoned to PDD back in 2010, where modifications were requested for increased signage with outlined dimensions and standards associated with it. Since then, there's been some other rezonings to amend the concept plan and update where the developments have occurred on the campus. The current concept plan that can be seen here was adopted as a part of the concept plan amendment rezoning in 2022, where the proposed expansion of the campus was to be developed. The applicant has stated now that this portion of the campus has been developed, there's a need for additional wayfinding signage that is defined as freestanding signs within our UDO to be implemented to support the new medical facilities. These new signs will be consistent with the original PDD's ordinance. This is the updated proposed concept plan with the plans identifying those building areas and already permitted or existing signage in green with newly proposed signs in red. These proposed signs are only requested to go within the new area that has been constructed in the last 2 years. Staff feels that this request is appropriate and aligned with the comprehensive plan's future land use, development pattern, and vision for the area. So after further discussion and review, the request has met the outlined rezoning criteria within the UDO, such as being consistent with the comprehensive plan, a fitting use appropriate to the area, and having physical suitability within this proposed district. To conclude, staff is recommending approval of this item. This was heard at the October 3rd Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. It was recommended for approval 6-0. I'm happy to answer any questions at this time, and I do not believe the applicant's here.
Questions for staff? Any questions for staff? I don't see any. Thank you very much. This is a public hearing. I did notice the P&Z recommended a 6-0, so I won't ask P&Z to comment. So I'll open the public hearing. I don't see that I have anyone signed up. I don't see anyone here coming forward. Is there anyone wishes to speak on the subject? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and turn to the will of the council.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Maloney and seconded somewhere down here. Mr. Wright, I'll give sign it to you.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. I've got a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.